You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am your host, Tracy Ross. On the phone, I've got Cindy Earls. She's LBL's special events coordinator. And let me tell you, LBL's got a really special event coming up this weekend. It's the official 50th anniversary celebration and the 15th annual pickin' party. So, Cindy, I know you're excited, and I know you're probably worked down to the bone by about this point, but you've got to be really excited about the pickin' party this weekend.
Oh, I am. We've got a lot of really good music acts, and I just been planning it since December, and I just can't wait to see them and see it all come together. It'll take place this weekend on at the home place in Land Between the Lakes. It starts at 10 o'clock and goes to 7. The lineup is fabulous, and it's old-time music. It's on the side of the home place farm. It's back behind shade trees, so the setting is just perfect. We set up a stage and let everyone put up lawn chairs. We have a few benches. We will have a food. Moose's Barbecue from Cadis is our caterer or a food vendor this year, and the food sounds fabulous. I just can't wait for the barbecue. We have some of our wonderful regulars that come out. The Dixie Volunteers is a local string band, and they show the local traditions of string bands. Dan Wallace is the fiddle player, and he has learned from his uncle how to play fiddle, and he's also taught his nieces and nephews, and one of his nieces is performing in an all-women's group called Common Thread. Plus, we have Thomas Maupin and his grandson, Daniel Rothwell. Thomas is the buck dancer of this country. He's won all kinds of awards, heritage awards, and this also is a tradition that he learned from some of his aunts and uncles and kind of continue it through his family. So I'm very excited. This is the first time in many years that we're having someone to demonstrate the flatfoot dancing. His grandson, Daniel Rothwell, is also an award-winning banjo player. So he still carries on that music tradition. So very excited to see that. The Roan Mountain Hilltoppers are from East Tennessee, from the Appalachian Mountains. And I know they say that different, but I'm from Pennsylvania, and that's how we say it. But they're going to show kind of that Appalachian tradition. And then we have a wonderful MC, great guy, Nathan Lynn, and also Josh Coffey. They're going to MC the event, and they're going to help us understand what the music differences is, if there isn't. You know, is there a difference from local string band sounds to Appalachian Mountain string band sounds. Plus, to top it all off, we have Philip Steinmetz and his Sunny Tennesseans. And Philip is the great nephew of Grandpa Jones. So he'll be performing some of Grandpa Jones's favorites and some of his corny jokes. And I just can't wait to see it. I loved Hee Haw growing up.
One thing that I like is you've got the same lineup of artists on both Saturday and Sunday, so if a family can only make it out for one day, they're going to get the full show. I think that was probably a good idea.
Well, thanks.
Also, in addition to the music, tell everybody about other things going on at the pickin' party in addition to just great music they can listen to.
Right. We want you to be a part of it. That's what the home place programming is. So if you have an instrument, you're just learning to play, we have a jamming session at a tool barn, a nice shaded area, and you can sit down with all these musicians when they're not performing. They're going to be there and just kind of playing together, just like an old-time pickin' party. Everybody in the neighborhood would get together a Saturday night, and they just start playing songs and dancing. And so we want to have that same flavor for our pickin' party. We also have two folks that come out they make the instruments, the Amstons, handcrafted instruments. They make dulcimers, hammered, and the mountain dulcimers, and also psalteries. They're great people. They taught me how to play a dulcimer, and that's no easy feat. I, you know, can barely play the radio. But they'll let you come and try it out. And we also do, they do workshops for us. They've done one this spring, and we've always have a lot of people come and do that. And then we also have Mike Holmes. He's from Missouri, and he makes mandolins. So if you've never seen anyone make instruments, just come. He's fabulous to talk to and use all the old hand tools. So we usually have him at the tool barn with the jamming session. And then we have children's activities, 1850 children's games. So they can, you know, they get tired of sitting and listening to the music. They can get up and do some active running games that children played in 1850. Plus, we have the interpreters doing their everyday chores out on the farm. So you get to see that, too, if you get tired of sitting too long and need to move around. You might be able to put a couple stitches in a quilt or something.
Do you have any advice for people coming out, anything they should bring with them or be prepared for?
I would bring chairs, and you're welcome to bring coolers and drinks with you, and just sit back and have a good time. We also have WKMS coming out and setting up a table for us on Saturday, so they're a sponsor for us, and we're just really happy to have you all as part of our event.
And then once again, for those very, very few people listening who probably don't already know how to get there, how do you get to the picking party at the home place?
It is part of Land Between the Lakes, so if you go on 6880 toward Cadiz, if you're coming from Murray, right in the middle of Land Between the Lakes, there's a right-hand turn, the interchange has changed, so I live in Dover, so I don't use that one too much, but just a right-hand turn and then another right, you're going south, and from Golden Pond, it's about a 15-20 minute drive to the home place. The turn will be a left-hand turn, and we have a big parking place, so there'll be plenty of places to park, and just come in. It is, $7 for adults, and $5 for children 5 to 12, and that's for the entire day. So we just urge everyone to come on out and just have a good time. Just kind of, it's always relaxing to go to 1850 and sit back and no cell phones and just listen to some good music and have some good times.
Good music, good times, and no cell phone. I don't know which of those is more appealing to me.
That might have scared people, I thought, after I said that. But it's a good place. And like I said, we're trying to move back. If you've been there the last couple of years, we kind of had to move to the front trees because we are the front field area. And we lost some trees during the ice storm. Some of the branches broke, and then one of the bad storms a couple years ago, we lost one of our big maple trees in the backyard. But everything's kind of leafed out now, and we're going to move back. I just love it back there more on the farm. So we'll have plenty of places, and we'll have tents for shade and everything. So, and it's always cooler out in the farm.
Amen to that. 15th Annual Pickin' Party starts Saturday at 10 o'clock. Cindy Earls, LBL Special Events Coordinator, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Can I mention our other sponsors?
Sure.
I'd be remiss in not mentioning them. I really appreciate their support. Rotor Implement Company from Hopkinsville, and then Ken Lake State Park. They're just really good sponsors and supporters of all our education programs here, and Paris Landing State Park also.
Well, Cindy, thanks
and
for yeah, and us for sure. And we're going to be there. We're going to have I think we're going to make a cooling tent to help people to get out of the sun. So it'll be fun
Perfect.
To be there. Thanks
be
so
there.
Much, Cindy. We appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Cindy Earls, again, she's the LBL Special Events Coordinator. We're talking about the Pickin' Party. Takes place Saturday and Sunday at the home place at LBL.